AFR On Demand is presented by Shabills Tire and Auto Service, home of the 125% price match guarantee on tires. 14 locations in South Louisiana. Find the location nearest you or schedule service online, shabillstire.com.
After further review with Matt Moscona, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge, and now 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
One of the most anticipated opening weekends, maybe the most anticipated opening weekend in the history of college football. Let's talk about it with Joe Lisi. GoForTheTwo.com. GoForTheTwo.com jumps aboard with us here. Carly, do me a favor. Help out with the button. My call screen just went down. Joe, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
Always a pleasure, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, it's our pleasure. Let me ask you a question that I have in some form or fashion asked almost everybody this week. If I locked you in a room and you had one TV and you could only put it on one game this weekend, which is it and why?
For me, it's the Clemson-Auburn game because I really think Gus Malzahn's on the hot seat, Matt, and I really want to see how Clemson starts, especially without their big-play defensive end Brian playing in that ball game. And it's not the same rushing offense that I've seen in recent years under Gus Malzahn. And I really think a lot of pressure on the Tigers entering that matchup.
I'm interested to hear you say that because that's the first time all week anybody has given that answer. You know what struck me about that, Joe, is, and we don't do a ton of like betting line point spread stuff, but I know it's a seven, it's about a touchdown, 7.5 point line. Man, it feels like Clemson should be a much bigger favorite in that game. What am I missing there?
Well, I think when you look at the matchup overall, Clemson's won the last two games by a total score of 64-43 or 10.5 points per game. But it's the week one matchup. I mean, they've had 6 months to prepare. So if you're going to get Auburn's best effort, Gus Malzahn and the defensive staff have had all offseason to prepare for Deshaun Watson and that offense. So I think that's what you look at in terms of the Vegas angle aspect in that matchup. Usually if you're going to play in a superior team like Clemson, you should have the upper hand in terms of game planning, picking stuff that maybe the other team isn't expecting week number one.
We've talked so much, Joe, about the SEC slate, and we'll get into some of those games here in just a second, but there's another non-SEC game that I find interesting, and that's Texas hosting Notre Dame. Are you buying Notre Dame as a legitimate college football playoff contender?
I am. They're one of my teams, Matt. They possibly face 8 first-year starting quarterbacks. I know they have their issues, but you're talking about a team that's solidified at the quarterback position with Malik Zaire and Deshaun Kizer, and they were a balanced offense in 2015. They rushed for 207 yards per game and passed for 258 yards through the air. I know they have their defensive issues, but in today's college football, quarterback is the most important aspect on the field, in my opinion, with the spread offenses. And as long as you can score points, you're in each and every battle and matchup. And that's why I like Notre Dame as a possible playoff contender.
Joe Lisi is our guest. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. That's the website as well, GoForTheTwo.com. He's a contributor to a dozen different websites and radio stations. You'll find his work everywhere, GoForTheTwo.com. The other side of that matchup is Charlie Strong. Is when you talk to people down in Texas, is there a legitimate hot seat question with Charlie Strong going into this season?
Oh, he has to win immediately. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think they got Sterling Gilbert, the former offensive coordinator for Tulsa, to just have a 6-6 overall season. People in Texas, in Austin, are expecting the Longhorns to win the Big 12, and it starts week number one against Notre Dame. But this was a team, Matt, that got outscored in their 7 games last year by a total score of 273-146. Defensively, they allowed 30 points per game, 219 rushing yards per game, and 233 passing yards per game, which was their highest total since 2008 when they allowed 259 yards through the air. So the issues just aren't on offense. They are on defense. And I do, in fact, think Charlie Strong's on the hot seat. It starts week number one. A lot of pressure building in this game versus Notre Dame.
Do you think he survives the season?
I think he can because I think the Big 12 this year is not up from last year. I think he has a chance to possibly be third or fourth in the division. But again, I mean, he's going to have to be 8-4 or possibly 9-3 overall to do that. And obviously a Red River rivalry victory over Oklahoma will help that as well. So we have to see how it plays out. Their schedule's very, very difficult. They still play Cal, an up-and-coming team with Sonny Dykes and Davis Webb at the quarterback position. That's not an easy game after Notre Dame as well. So on top of the conference schedule, some tough out-of-conference games for the Longhorns.
Speaking of Oklahoma, maybe the least talked about but perhaps the most intriguing of these opening weekend matchups is Oklahoma-Houston, because Oklahoma obviously is a returning playoff team and Houston beat Florida State in an Access Bowl. Is Houston a team that was the flash in the pan a year ago, or is this team really legitimately built to beat Oklahoma and then make a playoff run potentially this year?
Well, they lose a lot on defense, and you're talking about a team in Houston that was second in FBS in turnover margin with a plus 21 margin behind San Diego State last year. So, again, to duplicate that type of opportunistic style of defense in back-to-back years is really unprecedented. But here's what I look at when I look at Oklahoma. They lost two games to Texas and Clemson last year. In both of those games, they allowed 313 rushing yards to Jerron Hurd in Texas and 312 to Deshaun Watson in Clemson. Greg Ward Jr. is a dynamic dual threat quarterback that can put some pressure on that Oklahoma defense week number one. And you're talking about an Oklahoma offense that loses Sterling Shepard and Daron Neal. Their only returning starting wide receiver is D.D. Westbrook. How does that affect the quarterback to wide receiver timing with Baker Mayfield? We'll have to see. I think Houston will be in this game from start to finish. But in the end, I do think Oklahoma ekes out about a 4-point victory.
Couple of more for you here, and if you would, let me just run through the SEC games and just give me a thumbnail and a thought on each. Bama, USC, and Arlington.
Well, Bama's won 14 straight opening season games by 22 points per game, but they also lose 30 of the team's 33 rushing touchdowns with Derrick Henry, Kenyon Drake, and Jay Coker. I like the offensive athleticism of USC in this matchup to stretch Eddie Jackson and that defense vertically. I think they'll be in that game from start to finish, but I do think the Crimson Tide get a 3-point victory in Dallas.
Wow, Bama close. Ole Miss, Florida State on Monday night.
I'm striking the upset in that game. Florida State has a lot of nagging injuries that they're not telling you about. Travis Rudolph and Jesus Wilson, both of their leading wide receivers, are banged up. They're starting a redshirt freshman in DeAndre Francois, and you're going up against a gunslinger in Chad Kelly. The MO of Ole Miss was their secondary in their three losses last year. They allowed 365 passing yards per game and 13 passing touchdowns. But with the nagging injuries and the redshirt freshman quarterback, I'll take the more experienced quarterback in Ole Miss and Chad Kelly, and I think they get the upset victory in the Citrus Bowl.
Wow. Georgia, North Carolina, we know it's going to be Grayson Lambert under center for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, not sold on Georgia overall. They won 10 ball games last year against opponents with a combined overall record of 51-72 overall, or 414 winning percentage. There are three losses to Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee. Those teams were 33-9. They averaged 26 points per game last year, their lowest total since prior to 2008. They only completed in their three losses, Matt, 41 of 98 passes, two touchdowns, seven interceptions. I like Mitch Trubisky, and I like the offense of North Carolina that averaged 40 points per game. I think they put a lot of pressure on Grayson Lambert and that Georgia secondary. I'm calling for the upset.
All right, before we let you go, the game that we'll be watching in person, we're here in Green Bay. We'll be at Lambeau Field tomorrow, LSU, Wisconsin. Tigers are a 10-point favorite, Joe. I don't think many in the purple and gold are expecting this to be super competitive, are you?
No, I think LSU has way too much athleticism on the outside. Coupled with the fact that Dave Aranda now is the defensive coordinator for the Tigers, I think he'll have an MO on Wisconsin. And the one thing I look at Wisconsin is their rushing offense, Matt. They averaged 150 rushing yards per game last year. Coupled over the last 3 years, in 2013, they averaged 283 yards. In 2014, it was 320. And in their three losses to Alabama, Northwestern, and Iowa, they only averaged 33 rushing yards per game. They're going to need a much better effort going up against an athletic defense in LSU. I think that'll put a lot of pressure pressure on Bars Houston. And unfortunately, I'm calling for a dominating LSU victory. I think Brandon Harris breaks out, and Fournette and Tyson Williams have big days. I think the score is 31-10. LSU dominates this game in Lambeau.
GoForTheTwo.com. GoForTheTwo.com. Also on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Hey, what's up with the Twitter handle? What's up with GoForTheTwo?
I always go for the two. You have to be aggressive in today's college football, Matt. If you have to go for two. There's no sense in going for one. You go for the victory anytime you can.
Joe, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the opening weekend.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy the week.
Thanks, man. Be well. That's Joseph Lisi, Yahoo, SB Nation, Radio. He's a million places, but you can find it all, links and everything, at GoForTheTwo.com.